The little boat crept closer over the grey-green water of the loch. Tommy could hear the slow creaking of the rowlocks and see the white hair of the lean old man bent over the oars. His father said the McDevon was 100 years old, but Tommy had never had the courage to ask if it were true. The McDevon was a clan chief, the last of his line, and you didn't ask a clan chief a question like that.
Good day, Mr. McDevon.
He caught the bow of the dinghy as it crunched into the small stones of the beach. This was a weekly ritual, the old man's shopping trip from the island of Castle Keep.
Aye, said the McDevon in his soft, rusty voice. Have you not brought Fergus?
Tommy was astonished. The old man never went anywhere without his dog.
Fergus is old and tired, Thomas, like his master.
The McDevon stepped over the side of the dinghy, lifting his big rubber boots as if they were too heavy for him. Out of the boat he took a deep shopping basket, woven of wicker, grey-brown with age. Then he walked carefully up the beach towards the village store, in which Tommy's mother struggled to fill all at once the jobs of grocer, bookseller, fruiterer, postmistress, and occasionally, if Tommy went fishing, fishmonger. She used her son as delivery boy, though he preferred the fishing. Tommy tugged the dinghy further up the beach and looked out over the water to the McDevon's island. It was no more than a rock, really, a grass-skinned slab from which the square grey bulk of Castle Keep rose like a box of stone. The castle's grey sides were streaked yellow with lichen. There were only a few windows, and those cut so small, against attack from long-ago invaders or the everlasting Highland wind, that the walls seemed blind. It was a small castle, as castles go, but it was handsome and forbidding there alone in the loch, with the water all around and the hills of Mull rising misty beyond. Though Tommy rode over to the island now and again to deliver groceries or mail, he had seldom been inside, nor had anyone else from the village. The days were long gone when Castle Keep rang with the revelling of clansmen gathered from all over the Western Isles, and every neighbour strained to hear the haunting music of the great piper MacCrimmon of Skye. Now the castle stood silent and empty, and the last McDevon lived there alone, with Fergus, his dog. But not quite alone. Tommy gasped, jumping suddenly backward, as a strand of wet seaweed was flipped up into his face from something in the bottom of the empty boat. He thought, "So you're here again this time, are you?" For an instant he heard the thread of a laugh from the thing in the boat that he could not see. A very ancient, mischievous thing, solitary and sly, born of a magic as old as the rocks and the waves. A thing that had lived in Castle Keep for all the centuries of the McDevon clan, and longer. The boggart had come shopping too.